Hi, this is Sandra of Win International Ministries. How's life treating you? Is life treating you good? Bad? Or are you not sure how life is treating you? You may not have thought about how life is treating you, but I am hoping that this audio finds you being treated well. If your life is like mine's, sometimes you are treated well. Sometimes you are not treated well. And sometimes you just might not understand why you are treated the way that you were treated. For me, I know that when I am not treated well, I don't understand why the mistreatment has to occur. One time, I called a bank that I had an account with. The lady that answered the phone was loud. She was rude. She was nasty. She yelled at me. And she talked over me. This same lady belittled my viewpoints on our conversation and left a sour taste in my mouth. I could not believe how nasty this lady was. I later closed my account because I did not think I deserved such a nasty experience. Have you ever been mistreated? Are you being mistreated now? If you've been mistreated or if you feel that life is not treating you well, I encourage you to try not to sweat it. Instead, pray and hold on. Keep your good hope. Wait on God for better treatment. Trust God. When life treats you sour, because I have found that God has something sweet for everything sour. When folks treat you wrong, God has something right for you. When mistreatment happens, God can use it to lead you to something better. When mistreatment happens, stick with God. At right times, God has right treatments for the wrong treatments you have had to go through. Since mistreatment is such a common thing that happens, I believe God wants us to learn how to deal with mistreatment. I mentioned earlier that sometimes I wonder why I have been treated the way that I was treated. Not being treated well has caused me a lot of worry, anger, and bitterness. I didn't know how to deal with it. I think God decided to help me understand how to deal with mistreatment by allowing me to see evangelist Wendy Evans at the mall. One day, I had gotten off work, so I drove to the mall. When I was getting out of my car, I saw evangelist Evans. I chatted with her a while. Then I asked her how life was treating her. Evangelist Evans surprised me with a question instead of an answer. She said, "Sandra, life must not be treating you well. Because you're asking me how I am doing. So that you can see if how you are being treated is normal?" We both started laughing. I said, "How did you know that is why I asked you that?" I said, "That's right. I was wondering if you had any experiences of being mistreated." Evangelist Evans replied, "Girl, life is unpredictable. Life is crazy. Folks can be something else to deal with sometimes." She told me that when you deal with others, sometimes you get treated well, and sometimes you won't. Evangelist Evans further explained to me that when mistreatment happens, you have to trust God for more good treatment than bad treatment. You have to trust that God really will give you beauty for ashes of any bad treatment you received. Then you have to give the bad treatment to God. You have to let God make something beautiful out of the times you felt like you were not treated right. Evangelist Evans said, "Sandra, if you'll do that, you will find that God is faithful when life isn't. God will treat you well when life doesn't." Evangelist Evans further explained that oftentimes bad treatment, hostile folks, nasty happenings, and insane occurrences happen because others are experiencing hardship, depression, chaos, grief, lack, despair, depression, or loneliness. And sometimes others do not care how their actions, words, or deeds affect others. So, because others have not learned how to deal with their chaotic times, or they do not care, when we encounter someone going through chaotic times or when people don't care, when they are angry, hurting, tired, discouraged, depressed, fed up, or hopeless, they mistreat us because of what they are going through simply because we have encountered them. I thought, wow, I didn't know that. It got me to thinking, I wonder if our followers know how to deal with chaotic times? I wonder if they know the root cause of why they are being mistreated. Then Evangelist Evans asked me to speak to you about how you can deal with mistreatment during chaotic times so you can endure them. So, join me in the next audio as I talk more about mistreatment and chaos.